This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within 24 hours, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The number of infections climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the death toll climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump's opinion, who says that he takes an anti-malaria drug as a protection against the coronavirus. Mr. Trump made the revelation at a news conference that he had been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine to ward off the virus, despite the warnings of medical researchers that it has potentially fatal side effects. Cavuto, after the news conference, called the revelation stunning. The news anchor, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says people in vulnerable health should not follow the president's example. Cavuto's words carry weight because Fox is the network of choice for many of Mr. Trump's supporters. The WHO will conduct an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response, and it will be launched as soon as possible. That's what was promised by Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, on Monday. He added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. U.S. President Donald Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during the pandemic and led international criticism of China's handling of the early stages of the crisis.